at the two dots, about 5 or 6 lines up from the widest lines. Omar Rava, Memhemon Beis, Omar Rava. Isaac, you want to do the honors?
Sure.
Okay.
Omar Rava, Ha Milta Amarita.
Ha Milsam, you saw
Amarita
Ana. Good. What does that mean?
Following thing, yeah. I said
This Milsa, this thing, Amrisa Ana. What is Ana? I. Amrisa from Lashon Omar. I said this particular thing. Go ahead.
V'itamra mishmei d'Rabbi Zeira kavati.
V'itamra mishmei d'Rabbi Zeira kavati. What's main stas? What does that mean? I said it myself, and then they told me over. Oh, by the way, Rabbi Zeira said the same thing. They said the same thing.
He wants the credit. That's what he.
Well, you're not saying that. I'm good question why it matters, but I don't think saying props to me. Saying I said this. I thought this way to begin with, and then I was happy to hear that Rabbi Zeira also learned the same way. What was it specifically?
Shlosha she'achlu kacha. Right? Three people eat together. Echad mafsig l'shnayim.
Shlosha she'achlu kacha. Three people eat together.
Echad mafsig l'shnayim.
Good. So if two are ready to leave, two are ready to bench, then echad mafsig l'shnayim. One must stop for the other two. He shouldn't say to them, "Oh, I'm still eating, guys. Sorry, you have to wait." All right.
Majority rules.
What?
Majority rules.
Exactly.
V'ein shnayim masikin le'echad.
But not the reverse.
Right.
Two don't have to wait for one. If he's done and they're not, he can't say, "Well, listen, I'm ready to go." He has to wait. Ein shnayim masikin le'echad. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "One second. Are you sure about this? Is that really the rule?" V'lo.
V'lo. Right. V'harav papa avsik le la'aba bar bre. Why?
What happened?
You know, when Rav Papa interrupted his meal for the sake of joining his son Abba Mar.
Right, so apparently it was Abba Bar Mar Bre and someone else. So the Gemara says, Ihu v'chad.
Rav Papa and another guy.
Right. Rav Papa was together with someone else. So Rav Papa turned to his colleague and said, "Okay, let's bench because Abba Mar is ready to bench." Right? Mm-hmm. Is that what his name? Abba Mar Bre? How do they?
Abba Mar.
Abba Mar.
You just say Abba Mar.
Who was the son of?
Of Papa.
Right. So he said, Abba Mar is ready to bench. Why don't we join him? So the Gemara says, "Oh, don't you see there the two stopped for one? It'd be like three of us ate. Avi's ready to bench. We say, you know what? Let's bench. Avi's waiting." So the Gemara says, "Well, you're right. That happened, but it wasn't required. It was that Isaac was what? Acting Lefnei Mishur Sadin. Like Rav Papa. Rav Papa was acting Lefnei Mishur Sadin Hu Da'avad. What does that mean? Lefnei Mishur Sadin is a general term. It means something that is not technically required. Goes above and beyond the letter of the law. Lefnim mishuras hadin. Shura of the din. The line of the din is over here. You're going lefnim mishuras hadin. You're going beyond what's absolutely required. Okay? Comments? Something to add? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah.
Alright, that's the simple shot. Let's take a quick look at Rashi. Echad mafsik l'shnayim. Av, you want to give that a whirl? Echad mafsik l'shnayim.
Yeah.
It's about halfway down.
So, Echad Mafsik L'Shnayim, one waits for two.
Got it, Dr. J?
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Okay, Echad Mafsik L'Shnayim.
Im Gamru Shnayim, the two finished. Im Gamru Shnayim Su'udasan, the two finished their meal.
Good.
Rotin Lizman, they want now to.
Lizamin.
And they want to bench. Derech Eretu, Shihi Echad Mafsik Su'udaso, Ad Shi Yuzamnu Ilov, Ad Birkar Tazan. So that it's the right way for them to
act. The right way to act is for what to happen?
For them to wait for the
For the one
to stop from his meal.
Good.
To stop from his meal to listen to his to their benching
until
to bench with them.
Was not actually benching because he's going to go back and eat.
Right. So until they finish the
Zimun.
The Zimun,
which is until where, according to Rashi?
In regard to Zimun.
Ad Birkas Hazan. That's a whole separate issue, but
so
Rashi.
Still in the first bracha.
Rashi said the end of the first bracha, that's all part of Birkas Zimun. Then in Birkas Zimun. V'chozer, and then when they're done. V'chozer,
right.
And then he goes back and he continues right. Eating. Aval Shnayim.
Aval Shnayim, Ein Alehim Lafsik Bishvil HaYachad.
Yachid.
They don't have to stop to wait for this one.
And as if it was the reverse.
Right.
It was one guy who was finished.
Yeah.
And they were not, they don't have to stop for him.
V'yamtin Ad Sheigmaru.
V'yamtin Ad Sheigmaru. And he'll have to wait around until they finish.
Right.
That's it. Okay, good. Next Rashi, Lifnim Mishur Sadin.
L'achshuve.
Meaning what?
Rav Papa's above the law.
La'achshuve, I think, means to show kavod. That's what I think it means.
Honor, right.
Want to show chashivas to them. But it wasn't required.
The first three brachas are garaisa, right?
Right.
The Rashi says you only have to
Rashi is saying over here, no, you have to bench still. But you remember, you're going back to eat. You're not benching now. You're somehow doing the zimun, then going back and eating. And then benching. So you're divorcing the zimun from your own benching, but you're yotzei zimun now, and then you're benching afterwards when you finish your meal.
But you should wait till they say the after they say the first three brachas, then go back to eat.
No, just the first. You're listening to the zimun, or tanya reich, until hazan takol. Why? Because that's all part of the zimun, according to Rashi.
Right?
It's all part of the zimun. So far, so good?
Yeah.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a look at the ritva. If we can. Dr. J, maybe you could share with one of the guys. I think there's a few ritvals out on the table. Didn't I give you two? Did you leave one back there?
Is that?
Seems like there may be one back there. Yeah. Let's go get that. I have one, Avi has one, and if you share with Dr. J, then everyone will have access to one. Start with the first part, though, okay?
Right.
Not in the back. Okay. The first thing I showed you on the daf with the title.
Right, the title.
Is that what you called it, title?
Yeah. It is the title, I mean.
All right, Dibor Maskel, we call it.
I really like that.
Some people like to call the title, okay. So which one did you do?
Shlosh Sha'achlo.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. We'll start there. Now it's recording. Thank you. Okay, again, so we're doing the Ritva, Dibor Maskel Shlosh Sha'achlo Ke'echad. So in that case, we said, Masik L'Shnayim, Shnayim Ein Masik L'Echad. So the Ritva says, what happened over here? If two want to leave because they finished eating, so they want to bench and leave. Because kfar gamra chilasan, but the third fellow ha'echad lo gamra adayin. It's nothing really that new from what we've seen previously. Then what happens here? Ha'echad, go ahead, Isaac. Ha'echad.
Ha'echad lo gamra adayin.
Good.
The third one. Did not finish.
Has not yet finished. Good.
Ha'echad mafsik achilato.
So in that case, the third one should stop eating. Al karcho, he has to.
Right.
And he says, you know what, I don't know, I'm not sure, no. And we saw that in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Remember, Rashi doesn't use that kind of harsh language. Rashi doesn't say he's mechuyav, he's muchroch, he's chayav. He doesn't have that lashon. What does he say? Derech Eretz. Now you might get the impression, as I did, that Rashi means you have to stop because of the laws of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz mandates that you have to stop. For whatever reason, some other commentaries understand Rashi to mean that it's proper, but it's not halachically required per se. The Ritva is saying, no, you must do it b'al karcho, there's no choice. Okay.
Okay, mezamnin alav ve'ona imahem.
So mezamnin alav, in that case, so he stops.
Right.
They basically force him to stop. They make the zimun. Ve'ona imahem, and he answers them.
Ve'afilu lo ratza lahafsik han.
No, not han. Now let's say he says, you know what, I'm not stopping, I'm not benching now, I'm enjoying this too much, if I wait, my meal's going to get cold, I'm not stopping. Now he's supposed to stop, according to the ritual, he's supposed to stop, right? Pain. But you can't, I mean, what could you do? You can't force him practically to stop, he's not stopping. So what can you do in that case? The ritual says, Hain, what do they do, meaning the other two fellows? Hain.
Hain, Mizamna of the Yotzin Yidei Zimun.
Right. So they'll make the Zimun. They'll call out to him. He won't answer. But they'll have done the right thing.
Right.
And we saw this already earlier, that in some case you could call out to a third guy even if he doesn't answer. Like in the case of the boar, or in the case of the fellow who's outside, right? We saw the point of some showing him, he doesn't really have to answer. You can keep.
This is the practical halacha. Like if there's two people that want a bench and the
go ahead.
Okay.
And what happens over here? The Yotzin Yidei Zimun, the Yotzin Yidei Zimun.
Bein Ona, Bein Einoa.
Meaning, regardless of whether or not he answers.
Right.
Kol's Manshu, Ome Desham, as long as he's present and accounted for. And we've seen this before. Right? You know, we saw this essentially in the previous Sugi. We saw it in the Ra'ah. Others, the same thing. All right. Now let's go slightly further with the next piece. And here is where the Ritzvah gives us a little bit to talk about. Shnayim ein mafsikin la'achad. So why now does it not work the other direction? You tell me, really, that he's required to stop even Baal Karcho, the first one, right? There's one fellow, he's still eating, two have finished. No, he must stop. He must stop. All right?
With two that want to have a bench. He must stop his meal.
That's right. But not the other way around. Shnayim ein mafsikin la'achad. Why is that? What's the nafkamina? What's the chilek? What's the distinction between one and two? Okay, so you could say, oh, there's a rule, majority rules.
Yeah.
All right, is that the rule? Is that why? Let's see what he says. He's going to tell you what he thinks.
It's more important that if two want to start benching, then you have to...
Yeah, but why? Why? You can't just say it's more important. What does that mean?
No, I mean, like, because
one... You understand that it's logical. I understand.
Yeah.
You're saying if you had to... If I told you one of these cases, they must stop, which one is it? You'd say, okay, it must be the case when it's two ready. But without that... Given, if I wouldn't tell you either one has to stop, would you say one has to stop?
It's not logical, because if it was the president, I mean, no one's going to be like, no, you have to wait for us to finish. You know?
Right.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. K-Money? I don't know.
Who?
K-Money? Let's go.
K-Money? Oh, K-Money.
The Shnayim in Masikin Le'achad.
Yeah, we said that already. You said the title.
Now, what about it? In Rotza Echad Mehem Lotzeis. Now, it's the other case. The one fellow wants to leave. Ein chayav and hashnayim lahasik achilas mishalechad. They don't have to stop for him. The hilkach, and therefore.
Ein chayav zimun chal ad she itratu lahasik uver.
So now that Tzvah adds important lashon over here. It says the chayav zimun doesn't really emerge until they. Well, I shouldn't say the chayav doesn't emerge because really they had a chayav zimun once they sat down to eat. But they're not chayiv to bench b'zimun until when? Until they decide to stop eating. Ain't chayiv zimun chal, it doesn't fall on them practically. Meaning, when they bench, they're going to have to bench b'zimun. That's true. But right now, it hasn't been activated. The chayiv zimun hasn't been activated just because one guy has finished eating. Ain't chayiv zimun chal ad shi yitzratzu l'hasik l'varich. Until they're ready to bench, then... Then it sets in. Vim lo rotzu lahafsik. Let's say they don't want to stop. And he says, you know what? I'm out of here. Rabbi Tanya Reich. He's a joker. He's a joker. They're still eating. He says, I got to leave. I'm benching. I'm saying the Zimun. They're not answering him. They're still eating. So the Tzvah says, in that case, no. You know what happens in that case? Im lo hifsik latzeis acha shebirich ad shegamar ilu lecho. What happened? Im lo rotzu lahafsik v'zimun hu aleim lo osav lo klum. Nothing. He didn't accomplish anything. Right? He says, Rabbi Sainer Reich, then he benches and they're still eating. He didn't do anything. He didn't accomplish anything. Vim lo hispik latseis acher shebirek, birek, sorry, ache gom elu lechel. Now let's say he didn't actually leave. He benched for whatever reason, but he didn't physically leave. And now they're done. So what happens in that case? Bavadai. They can now basically say Zeman with the two of them because of his presence. Because he's there.
The low peka.
Low paka.
Paka Zeman Mihani Ko Zman Shalo Yata FLP Shor.
Shibiri. He benched already, but they could basically still use him to follow through on the obligation of Zeman. But Mihu Hai Chad Lo Nafik Zeman. This guy, the Joker, who benched first, he's out. He lost his ability to become the Zimun. The ain't Zimun
just because right he now. Said.
Well, because you can't have Zimun after you've benched already.
Oh.
You could have Zimun before you benched, and then bench after, but you can't have Zimun once you benched. You already benched the Zimun. How are you gonna? You already benched below Zimun. How are you gonna have it after? Kolomar spelled it out. Kolomar.
Kolomar achar shevirech berkadam azal.
Good.
V'hachit
el kamon v'adja. We have that discussed later on, expressly on Daf Nun, which I think we saw last week. So what would you say the Ritva is saying here is the rule? What's the principle that tells us why two need not stop for one, but one should stop for two? What would you say?
Well,
Avi is making a first point here. He's saying that we have to focus on the Ritva's Lashon, the previous point, where he says, Ein chiyuv zimun chal ad sheyitzratzu lahafsik. Right, until they have consented to stop. That's when Zimun is an issue. So why is that? What is it about the two that could dictate when the meal is over and when the chiyuv benching is upon them? Well, let me ask you this way. What is Zimun?
Three people.
Not what do you need grace. For Zimun. Grace? Berkas HaMazon. Berkas HaMazon is grace. It's a fancy word. Zimun is lahazmin. It's an invitation. So we said either it's an invitation to bench, or it's some form of group benching. We know it only sets in when you have three. That's true, but it definitely is the product of a group eating. We said a group eating for the purpose of Zimun apparently is unique to three. As we've discussed, there is no Zimun in two. But once, when is it within the context of the group that you could say, all right, the meal is over?
Yeah, and I know that.
When you still need a quality of group.
Well, yeah, right.
That's what you're saying.
Well, you still need the whole meal is the group.
Right.
The people,
so one guy can't say the meal's over.
Right.
But two, because they still have a quality, still have a quality of group to them. So that part of the threesome, since they can still be called, a subgroup, but they have a group quality to them, they can say, okay, the meal's over. And that's why, at least according to the Ritva, he is a chiyuv to stop. He must stop to bench. It's not like Rashi says, oh, it's a nice, they're heretz. The Ritva is saying, no, when two guys are done, they could decide that the meal's over. It's not just because they're the majority, it's just because when you have two, you have the quality of group within the...
Well, what's considered a meal?
That's a separate question. We know for the purpose of benching, you have to have pas, you have to have kviyas suda, you have to have at least two people.
Technically, it means if they were to wash, eat fish, and there were still a lot more courses, but if the majority of the people would be like, okay, now we're ready to bench.
That's right.
They're designated.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that there's a waiter. Right. It doesn't matter that there's a waiter there with more food to be brought out. They have two people that, for whatever reason, decide they need to leave. He says they need to go. Let's say they want to go out. Doesn't say why. What's his lashon? Rotza echamem latzeis ein chayavim. But in the other case, in the reverse case, where two want to go out, they have to stop.
Certainly, he would hold that if you were eating meal with the president and the majority of people.
Right. We haven't seen any other factors. That's right. That's right. We don't know anything about unique situations where the one is a special quality to him or. You know, like you said, the Baal Bayis is the odd man out. Does that change things? You're correct in saying at the moment, we haven't seen any reason to distinguish between those cases. In all cases, once you have two, because two has groupness to it, it has a group quality to it, they could say that this group meal is over and therefore the chiv is on the group to bench, and therefore they could basically force this third guy to bench with them. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't, they could still bench with him there, even if he doesn't answer. Okay, that's a good point. Very good point. Now, the interesting thing is, if you saw the Ritva in the Halachos, the Ritva in the Halachos seems to have a slightly different presentation. So let's take a look at that. Okay? Again, in order to have the Chiyuv to begin with, you need to have the formula, Shalosh Shalachos Achas. Once you have that, this group is going to have to bench. And what determines when the group meal is over? When the group decides. So one guy is not the group deciding. When two have decided, you can say the decision was made by the group. Not necessarily because it's the majority of the group, but because once you have two, there's still a plurality to the decision. There's still a decision being made by multiple people. And then when they say, for example, Rabosai, they could say Rabosai, Nevarech. They can make that declaration. One guy can't say Rabosai Nevarech if he's the only one that's benching. If he's the only one that's ready to bench. What's Rabosai Nevarech? It's no Rabosai. There's no Rabosai. No, practically, in a normal case, you're right. Two can't make a Zimun. But two, within the context of three, can say...
No, I mean, if there are only two...
Yes, if there are only two.
One cannot say Rabosai because there's only one other guy, not plural.
Say again?
Rabotai is plural.
No, in a typical case of just two, we don't say that. Mm. We say that two can't make a Zimun. But what I'm saying is the Lashon itself is not inappropriate for... For three. So where there's two that are done and they're ready, they could say Rabosai. They could say Nevarech. They could certainly say Nevarech. Right?
Yeah.
Nevarech. Let us bench. Mm. They could say let us bench. And he didn't want to bench. Too bad. Baal Karcho, the Ritva says. Force him to. So all they mean the same thing, right? Let us bench. Let's do this. Let's say Berkas HaMazon. Nivarech.
That's how they say it, right?
Nivarech, yeah.
They don't say Havlan with Nivarech.
Havlan, yeah. Nivarech.
You don't do Rabotai Nivarech?
That's the translation.
No.
The Aramaic.
The translation is in Aramaic.
Yeah.
Three who are eating together.
Sosos Ochlu. The Kidim Echad Mehem. What does that mean?
Four.
Well, no, it's Kidim Echad Mehem, meaning one of them, one of the three.
One of them was ahead of the others, had finished his meal before the others. And he wants to go out.
Rotsu Lotsis, he wants to go out.
And the two others are not required to finish their meal, to interrupt their meal.
Good.
In order that they should make a Zimun.
Good.
Aval Imratsu Lechalek lo.
In other words, if they want to be lachlok lo kavod, if they want to show him honor, they want to dispense honor to him, they allow to. Meaning they can stop, like the case of Rav Papa. Rav Papa and his colleague stopped for Rav Papa's son, right?
But
Nachon?
Yeah, again.
Okay.
Aval.
Chayav. So that's all consistent with what the Ritva writes in the Chidushim. But over here in Hilchos Brachos, he has a slightly different presentation. What does he say over there?
But
over
if,
here, I should say.
The two of them finished ahead of the other third
right.
one. The third one is required to interrupt. That means his meal.
Right.
Right. And he takes part of the Zimun with them, and he answers with them to the Birkat HaZimun, which is Hazanat HaKol.
All right. So once let's take it slow now. So he says, if they do that, then what happens? Keep going.
Aval Yotzeim. But all of them have fulfilled the obligation of the Zimun, even though that one, did not answer with them, answer the brachos.
Now, why should that be? Could we try to dwell on that for a second?
That's not quite what we saw before.
No, it's not what we saw before. What did they say before?
The one can go back to his meal after they've...
He has to listen to...
Amen.
What's that?
And he answers Amen. Now, after he answers Amen, then he can
He said. He said, Mezamnen alav, v'one imahem. Afilo roetz lahafsik, he mezamnen alav, v'yotzin yidei zimun. Bein one, bein eino one. Even if he doesn't answer, As long as he's there, they are Yotzei. They are Yotzei. No? Not only that, even if he doesn't answer, he's they're Yotze. Over here, what does he say? He has to answer. The Ritz over here is making a chilek that he doesn't make in the Chidushim. Does everyone see that? Achi yomru birkas hazan v'chozer l'achilasa. V'heim gom birkasa mitchilas hazan v'elech. Aval im lo hifsik, lo yatzu. If he doesn't stop, they're not yatzu. That's different. Does everyone see that? I'm getting a lot of blank stares. Over here, the Ritva says, if you don't stop, you're not Yotze. They're not Yotze either. If he doesn't stop, he has to at the very least listen. In the first instance, the way he presents it is...
You mean stop, you mean stop his meal.
He has to stop eating, at least stop eating. But what did he say above? Filo rotzla hafsek, he mazamnil, he's not stopping. Nonetheless, the mazamnil love of Yotze nidezimun. Bein ona bein ona, kolz manchu omeid l'sham, as long as he's present. But no mention over here of the insistence on stopping. In the halachos, the Ritva is saying, no, he must stop. And if he doesn't stop, meaning if he's still eating, and they call him out, Rabbatayin v'reich, and he doesn't answer, then even they are not Yotze. So forgetting for the moment about the, we'll call it this apparent stira, why would you say this is the case? Why would you say that the Ritva would hold this way? What would you say the reasoning is for this? Any ideas? I mean, there are a few things here. How about the first point, the previous point? Mizamnan imo, va'ona imahem berkas hazimun, aval yotzin kula midei zimun afal pi shalo ona imahem. He doesn't answer. He doesn't answer. Even if he doesn't answer, everyone is still yotze, provided, as the Ritva says further, that he stopped. Why would you say that? How about that point? He doesn't have to answer. He just has to stop. And as long as he stopped, they could all be yotze zimun. Let's take that one point. Why should that be so? So previously we explained why two versus one, right? Why two could dictate the stopping as opposed to one. Fine. Now we say that one guy, he's not really playing by the rules. He doesn't want to bench. He doesn't want to even answer the Zimun for some reason. So according to the Ritva, if he doesn't answer the Zimun, but he stops, they could still be able to the Zimun. If he doesn't stop, then we have a bigger problem. So let's try to explain those two things. Why does he have to stop at the very least? And why, even though he doesn't answer, is there sufficient room to say that they were Yotze? So what Avi's saying is a good point. Avi's saying like this. Apparently, when the two declare the meal over, they could bench, and they include him. They include him in the benching, even if he happens not to answer. Right? Even if he happens not to answer, somehow he's part of the benching. Somehow he's part of the Zimun. But if he's eating, can't say that. Eating is worse than not answering, because eating is basically a stira to benching. Right? You can't eat and bench at the same time. It's not possible. It's the total opposite of one another. So if I show, like you said, if I am in the middle of eating, I'm basically showing my meal's not over. I'm not involved in the benching. Right? I'm the opposite of involved in benching. I'm uninvolved in benching. So you can't say like you would have said initially, oh, even though he's not answering, he's included in the benching because they dictate when the meal's over. Two, have the ability to say the meal's over. Two, say we're benching. Okay, so now they have the right to say benching for the group. He's part of the group. He's there. They're benching. They're doing the group benching. Oh, but now you tell him he's eating. He's eating. Now he's not. He's basically showing, I'm not part of you guys. I'm checking out. It's an opposite activity. You can't shecht. Well, I mean, the Gemara discusses this. Shechting and doing kisi adam. I'll tell you, we have this separate issue. But for example, you have this machlokas between Rishonim, whether or not at the Seder we make four times Bari Pirag Ofen or only twice Bari Pirag Ofen on the four cups. To make a Bari Pirag Ofen on each of the four cups or only on the first and the third. So Sfaradim are noeg like those Rishonim that say only the first and third. They only make two Bari Pirag Ofen. It's Kiddush. You have to make the first cup, right? Then the question is, what about the second and the fourth? So the shita that holds, I forget at the moment who it is, the shita that hold that it's the third requires one is because what happened right before you made the bracha on the third one? You benched. Benching is basically the declaration of, I'm not eating anymore. So anything that I ate before, that's a separate achila. Now I want to have another cup of wine, I make a bar peg off, and I must, because I just benched. What about the second cup? What did I do between the first cup and the second cup? I did the whole Haggadah. So doing the whole Haggadah is just something that I can't do at the same time that I drink. I can't drink and say the Haggadah at the same time. So we, Ashkenazi Rishonim, for example, Rishonim that Ashkenazi Minhag follows, are of the opinion that since you can't do them at the same time, you have to make a Bari Pirag Ofen when you're ready to do that thing. Because one is in opposite with the other. One does not allow for the other to be done at the same time, so therefore, a new Bari Pirag Ofen is necessary. The other sheet says, no, you only have to make a bracha when the thing itself is sort of the opposite. It undermines the activity. When it undermines the activity, then you have to make a bracha. So benching undermines the activity. The same thing over here. Benching undermines the fact that he's part of their, or excuse me, eating, rather. Eating undermines the fact that he's part of their benching. You guys are benching? I'm not benching, I'm eating. So now what can you say? He's part of the benching? He's included? We're saying Rabbi Sain and Reich, and Dr. J is still eating. Don't make any sense. Right? But if he's not eating, he's just there, we'll say he's part of the group. Oh, he didn't answer? Okay, he didn't answer. He should have answered, but he didn't answer. Now what does Ritva say about that? So he makes that distinction. Yotzim kumi de zimun afal pishalo ona imahen. Everybody's yotze, even though he didn't answer, mikevan shehifsik, because he stopped until he said birkas hazan, and then he could go back and eat. Vehem gomrim birkas mitchila hazan ve'elech aval im lo hifsik lo yotzu. No one's yotze. Why? Why is no one yotze? Because they don't have a zimun. You can't have a zimun with a guy who's basically saying, no, don't include me, don't include me. I don't want to be part of that. I'm not part of your group. What kind of zimun is that? Yeah. So what do you think the Ritva is saying about the case where he is mafsik but doesn't answer? Are they, who's Yotze, Zeman? Just those two or all three? He says Kula, right? Sounds like he's credited with having somehow participated in the Zeman. Alright. Kulam sounds just like that. Kulam. See, interesting. Look at note number 5. He says, Kachkos arayve v'arashba v'ra'ah v'shitas al shvili. He's saying a slightly different point. He's saying there are two things in Zimun. Chada ha-hazman al-anos. One is the invitation, the call to arms. Okay, everyone, get ready to answer. Rabbi Sain Reich, answer. let's go, let's bench. So they're supposed to respond. Hasheni ha'aniya. And the second is the actual answering that everyone says, Baruch Shachan l'mishalo. So kevan shehizmin, note 5. Kevan shehizmin, since the one who made the invitation called out, the Omar Nivarech, he said, let us bench. Yatsu yidei zimun. That's the basic requirement of zimun. Ve'eno talay be'im ya'anulo. It doesn't matter if they actually answer him or not. Rakti ika, oh, dinani, okay, there happens to be a separate requirement that they answer. So he's not lacking in zimun, he's lacking in the obligation to answer. A separate thing that he didn't do that he should have. But it's not that he's not, you can't say that he's not part of the zimun. Now again, this fits in with those other shittas that we've seen previously, that you must be present, but you're not necessarily required to answer to be included in the zimun. The Ritva is just taking that one step further and saying, it's true, you don't have to answer, you could still be part of the zimun, but if you're eating, you can't even be considered part of the zimun. Like, eating is one step further than not answering. Not answering, I could still say you're part of the group. We're, two of us decide the meal's over, now it's time to bench, time to make zimun. You're part of the group, you didn't want, okay, too bad. Ba'al karcha, you're part of the zimun. You're required to bench the zimun. We can call out to you. Oh, we call out to you, don't answer? That's okay, still part. But if you're eating, you can't call out to a guy who's eating because he's involved in the very activity, which is the opposite of benching. Got that?
Yeah.
I think it's sort of what you were saying yourself. All right. In the few minutes that we have left, let's take a look at, I know not everyone has one, but I have a Rashba here. The Rashba has what appears to be an entirely different approach. So maybe we'll just do it together, and you'll tell me what you think the Rashba is saying, which is different from this Ritva. I was happy to hear that you were able to get through the Ritva. You thought it was not such a difficult read. See, the more you practice, the easier the reading becomes. So the Rashba says this. Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Shlosha Sha'achlu, the Yatza Echad Mehem Lashok, Karelo Mevarchen Alav. This is the previous sugya. Lukim the Kagon, the Karelei Vani.
I feel like this is like an easy Mesach though.
Brachos?
Yeah.
Don't say though. What do you mean?
Like, what, like easier downplaying?
The next Mesach will be also easy. You have to build off of something. So, okay, you did this. The next Mesach will be right. Also easy. Because, what's the matter? You can't give yourself some satisfaction that you did. Okay, this must be easy. That's why I got it. The next one's going to be harder. No,
but it's true, it is easy.
You build more skills, the next one is easy also. The Kosar Rav Hai Gonzal, Bashem Rab Vasa, the Hani Mili Kagon Shapasko, Piskosha Beso Bayas Lashok, Bu Yoshev Kenegdo, Koronova Shamea, Kolon Umazamin. That's the previous sugya. You're calling out to him, where is he? He's got to be within the line of sight, the near shot. All right, now what about this next piece? Echad Mafsik Lashnayim, Shnayim Im Mafsik and Lechad. Listen to what the Rashba says. Near the Hachi Perusha, this is what I think the pshat is. Echad mafsik al karcho l'shnayim ve'ona imahem. One, against his will, is basically forced to stop for two and answer with them. V'afil lo ratza l'hafsik. Even if he didn't want to, hein mezamnin olav, they do the zimun, including him. Bein ona bein ein ona, whether he answers or not. Kol shehu omeichan. All right, no surprises there. That we saw in the Ritva and others take that position that he has to at least be present. Aval shnayim ein mafsikam le'echad. They are not required to. Hilchach ein chiyuv zimun chal ad shitzratzu lahasik levarich. Until they want to, there's no chiyuv zimun. Then lo ratzu lahasik v'zimen hu aleim lo asav lo klum. Hilchach im lo ratzu lahasik if they don't want to bench. Afhu eino rashai levarich lotzeis l'shok. He can't go out. Ad shash yigmur rashnayim v'yizamini mayim sherei kvar nischayivu b'zimun. When they all ate together, they basically sign up to bench together. Until two finish, the third guy knows he's stuck, basically. Hech yivarich lo zimun. But then he goes on to say, aval ra'isi l'rav haigon zal shakasav im bikesh echad mehem lotzeis. One of them wants to leave. He says, listen, I really need to go. Ein hashnayim afsikin sudasan mazamn imo, avahum avarech laatzma below zimun v'yotze v'heim gomrin sudasan v'tzricha iyuna. He says that this Rav Hai needs to be further investigated. He says this Rav Hai seems to fly in the face of what I think the pshat is, and needs further iyun as to what Rav Hai really means. But how about this now? What does he mean when he says this lashon, which we just read? Afilu lo rotza lahafsik hein mezamnen alav bein ona bein ein ona kol shehu omeid sham aval shnayim ein mafsikan leechad ein chayavan lahafsik vehilkach ein chiyav zimun chalat shetras lahafsik avarech vechule. What would you say over there? What is the Rashba saying about the reason why two can call out to the one even if he doesn't answer and still have it be an effective zimun? What is he saying? Afil lo ratz lahafsek hein mezamlin olav bein ona bein ein ona kol shehu omeid sham aval shnayim ein mafsikim, but since two don't have to stop for one, ein chayavin lahafsek. Therefore, they're not required to stop, and therefore, ein chiyuv zimun chal as yitzratzu lahasik. It sounds like the Rashi was making one contingent on the other, from a halachic standpoint. No, echad mafsik al karchol shnayim. One has to stop for two. Two need not stop for one. So when the two call out to the one, even though he doesn't answer, that's a good zimun. What does that mean? What kind of idea is that? Because one must stop for two, even Baal Karcho, they have, I'll call it the right, they have the right to call out to him, and even if he doesn't answer, that's a good zimun. Because he must stop. What does that mean? Can we try to explain that? Again, halacha says this guy has to stop. Halacha says he has to stop. So now, for whatever reason, he's not answering. Rashba says, because the halacha is that he has to stop, when they call out to him, it's a good zimun.
But he stopped.
No, he didn't necessarily. He didn't answer. We'll forget about stop versus answer. He didn't answer. Because even though he didn't answer, because he's mechuyev to answer, technically, because he's really required to and supposed to stop, therefore, it's good enough. I feel a little rutzel hafsik. Good question. Does he mean he actually didn't stop or not? I don't know. Even from the Ritva, it's mashma. If he didn't stop, it's not good. But the lashon of the Ritva, of the Rashba, is echad masik al karcho l'shnayim ve'onei ma'en. I feel lo rotzel hafsek hein mezamnen olav. It sounds like he's not stopping.
So what boundary are they saying that they?
Aval shnayim ein mafsikin. What?
What?
Because he's supposed to. The Rashba saying because he's supposed to stop, they can bench on him. Even
that doesn't mean it. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, so I'm asking you, what does he mean? He's not, let's say he doesn't stop. Let's say he's not stopping.
Be good.
It sounds like the Rashba saying it would be good. Yeah, let me see one more time, 1 second here. Okay. Das Rabbeinu, meaning the Rashba, v'haravid, she'afim ina rotzul hafsik, efshe lezamin alav, v'chin pasak ha'shulchan aruch. However, Talmid Rabbi Yonah, she'echad chayv lahafsik, umiyum lohafsik, ein mazamnu lov. Das Rashi, derech eretz, echad yamtin, al chiyav ein. And they all learn Rashi that that's not a chiyav. But the Rashba, the Ravid, are saying if he's supposed to stop, but even if he doesn't stop, you can be mazamin. The Ritva does not learn that way.
They did all eat together, didn't they?
Good, they all ate together. But now what about the fact this guy's still eating? He's still eating. I'm not stopping. He's still eating. So the Ritva says you can't include that guy in the Zeman because he's showing you that he doesn't want to be part of the benching. He's not part of the Zeman. What's the Rashba saying? The Rashba saying, no, you could still include him. He could still be part of the benching.
Well, he still is part of the Zeman. I'm saying he's one of the people that makes up the Zeman. So when they all start benching, like as long as all three are there and present at the same time, like, no one has to answer. I mean, just one guy's anyways, you know, is benching. So all three, as long as they're all there, that makes it, you know, that makes the Zimun.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't really make a difference. I'm saying in that case, it doesn't make a difference if he answers. He's there. That makes it up. That makes it up.
You're saying he stopped, but he's just not answering.
Well,
I'm saying from the Rashba to Mashba that even if he didn't stop eating,
right,
There's a difference between those two things.
But he's still there. He's at the table.
He's there, yeah.
He's present.
He's eating. But why is it the Rashba is making a connection between the fact that he really is supposed to stop, even though he's not, therefore we can include him. I mean, I can't explain it. I'm just describing what he's saying, describing it by saying that because there's a halachic obligation for him to stop, because halacha says he's included, even though he's essentially acting as though he doesn't want to be, as long as he's still present. Right? Like you said, he's there. He's there. And what does halacha say about this guy? Halacha says that he's part of the group.
So
how do I know he's part of the group? Oh, because he's supposed to stop. Halacha says he's part of the group. So halacha says part of the group. You can include him in the benching. The Ritva says that's very nice, but if he's acting in such a way that's in opposite with being part of the group, he's not part of the group. It's true he has to stop, but if he's not stopping, he's still eating, he's doing the very thing which shows that he doesn't want to be part of the group, then in that case he's not part of the group.
He's deliberately excluding.
Exactly, he's deliberately excluding. The Rashba doesn't seem to be bothered by that. The Rashba says, okay, let him eat. But really, he's not doing the right thing. As far as halachas goes, he's part of the group. He's there. He's supposed to stop. He's not stopping.
Is he answering, just deleting?
No. Can't answer and still eat.
He could do an in-between.
No. No, he's not doing it. It sounds like there's two levels. Either you're mafsik and not answering, or you're mafsik. Well, there's three levels, I guess. There's just eating and not doing anything. You still eat. You're not answering and you're not doing anything. You're not stopping. Then there's stopping but not answering. And then there's stopping and answering. Stopping and answering is obviously
the highest level.
The highest level.
Maybe he's talking about something he doesn't know yet.
He doesn't say that. We don't have a right to read that.
Yeah, he's talking about a mute person.
We don't have a right to assume that. It doesn't sound like that. He's saying that because the halacha demands that this guy stop, halacha says you're part of the group now. What do you mean I'm part of the group? Well, halacha says you're part of the group. How do I know I'm part of the group? Because I'm not supposed to eat now. So even though I'm eating, I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do. It's true. But as far as the halacha is concerned, I'm here. I'm in this group. The Ritva doesn't like that approach. The Ritva is saying, no, if you're eating, you're basically demonstrating that you're not part of the group, and that's it. You're doing something that's the antithesis of benching. This is the benching, you're not part of the group of the benching. Okay. We'll stop here. Maybe another tomorrow what we'll do is we'll pick up with the question of when you do have to stop, which you're supposed to do here, how far are you supposed to stop? So we know Rashi says he's supposed to stop until the end of Hazanah Sakol. We'll see what some of the other Rishonim have to say about that. Okay? We'll stop here. Hopefully tomorrow Abraham will be with us and
Mato.
And Matt as well. That'll be great.
Mato.
Which Abraham?